The Blitz, KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready? You think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. To the masters. Break it down.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE factory approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, put your comments on visitor posts. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at Jungle Fever, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. You missed the first hour, mostly talked about Texans pick and a little bit about Laramie Tunsil and some general stuff as usual. One guy mentioned Tyler Eifert as a guy from Notre Dame who's done okay. So I don't think it's that rare, but all right, so for those of you who keep asking about your team, we're going to go through everybody now and give you some thoughts on pretty much every pick. Obviously the Rams took Goff first. Good luck with that. Depending on how fast they have to force him in there, I think he's got a chance to be decent. He's certainly got a good running back to hand off to, but we'll see. I'm skeptical. I don't like him any more than I like Paxton Lynch or Carson Wentz, to be honest with you.
No.
Which brings us to Philadelphia.
I mean, they made the move that they wanted. I said all along, I think if I were the Rams, I would have just screwed him over.
Yeah.
And said, hey, we'll take Carson Wentz. You really want him? You could trade for him. But they both those teams got the guy that they wanted, the guy that they were in love with all along. Good for them. I'm not, as you know, I'm not crazy about any of these quarterbacks in this draft as a first round pick. And you know what? This is that's the game though. Teams need quarterbacks. These were the ones they liked the best. That's the ones they got.
San Diego's where the draft really started and where things blew everybody's mock draft right off the bat.
Yeah, no doubt. Joey Bosa going number three overall was a surprise to me. It didn't seem like – I mean, listen, the Chargers need a lot of stuff. That seemed like a lower priority than some of the other stuff, and him being a 4-3 end, and now he'll be a guy who's standing up as a 3-4 outside backer. It's sort of strange, but especially when – and I understand if they wanted to pass on, if the Tunsil thing scared them off, cool. They should have just made their choice between Tunsil and Ramsey easier, and yeah, they decided to go with Bosa instead.
Yeah, I'm not crazy about the pick, but we'll see if it works out for him. Cowboys go with Ezekiel Elliott at number four.
I can't tell you how much I hate that pick. I think the Cowboys could have found a running back in the second or third round to run behind that line, and he would have done just fine. Cowboys had a chance at Jalen Ramsey. He fell to their lap, and they passed on him. I think it was foolish.
I just go back, though. If this is a guy you want, he's not going to be there in the second round. And all indications were the Dolphins were trying to trade up to get him. So if this is who you locked in on and you think this is the right pick, then you got to draft him there. I think if he's – I'm skeptical. I don't think he's on an elite-level running back. I think he's pretty good. Whether or not he could do what DeMarco Murray did for you when he was at his best, that's what you need. We'll see. It's another one I'm a little skeptical of, but if he turns out to be great, then it'll be a good pick. Jalen Ramsey to the Jaguars. I think that was an easy one for the Jags to just say, okay, yeah, we'll take this guy. Thank you. And they're planning to play him at corner.
Yeah.
So, but a real good pick for them. Ravens take Ronnie Stanley, which, yeah, I was thinking, oh, Tunsil's going to wind up in Baltimore. And a lot of people were making a case for Stanley over Tunsil. I can't. I mean, I think he's a nice player, but I think he's kind of in that group with the other guys that went behind him. But it's the Ravens. They needed a guy like this, and certainly he'll turn out to be a pretty good player for him, I think. All right, at number seven, San Francisco took DeForest Buckner. A Chip Kelly guy.
A Chip Kelly guy fills a need for them. I didn't really have a big problem with it. I like him as a player. I think that he's a good fit for them. He knows Chip Kelly. He knows what the expectations are. I didn't mind that pick for San Francisco.
Titans move back up from 15 after trading down to take Jack Conklin, who I like. I think it's a little high for him. Again, I kind of put him in that, you know, him and Decker and Stanley all kind of in the same box. And I thought they were going to take Tunsil there, too. It's not like they got themselves a good player, but I think they would have looked a lot better if they'd taken Tunsil.
I think so, too. But like I said all along, I like Conklin a lot. I like the way he plays. He's like an old school, gritty, nasty type of tackle. And, you know, they had to do something to protect Mariota. They had to do something to open up the run game for DeMarco Murray. They've invested in those skill position players behind the line, and the line just isn't there. They had to get better there.
Bears move up and take Leonard Floyd from Georgia.
Yeah, I thought that was strange that they moved up and that's where they went when they moved up.
Or a cornerback, that knowing that the Giants were probably going to take one and you were just trying to get ahead of them. Moved up two spots.
Seemed interesting, but it got the guy they liked.
Giants take Eli Apple, which I think was a little surprising because Hargreaves was still on the
That's what I didn't like. I thought Hargreaves is a guy who's kind of ready to go, and this is a project.
And that's who the Bucs took at number 11. Yeah. Saints at 12 take Sheldon Rankin, which I was saying all along they needed defensive help. I think everybody knew that they needed defensive help, and this guy was pretty much slotted to them from the beginning. He's a nice player. He's not huge for a defensive tackle, but he's quick. He gets to the quarterback. I think he'll help them right away because – they need all the help they can get.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, any defensive player would have helped that team.
Yeah. Dolphins at 13 get Laremy Tunsil, who had dropped because of all the stuff that had happened. I think the Dolphins are going to be happy with this for a long, long time, and I think he's going to be a star left tackle in the league, and nobody's going to be talking about bong hits in 3 years.
Well, what's funny is there's no pressure for him to start at left tackle this year because they've got Brandon Albert already.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a guy who it wasn't a huge need for the Dolphins. The Dolphins didn't go into this draft going, oh, we've got to get a tackle. They did what I think is a smart move, and they said, you know what, this is by far the best player available. Let's take him.
Yeah.
Mike Tannenbaum is a ballsy dude.
And yeah, and they could play him at guard his first year. There's all kinds of things.
Or
they could do.
More likely move Juwan James inside to play guard.
But either way, I mean, that guy's going to help their offensive line, and you know they've had trouble running the football. This is going to help, and it helps Tannehill, gives him more protection. The Raiders, who I love a lot of the moves the Raiders have made lately. I didn't like them taking Carl Joseph.
I didn't like it either.
He's small. He's hurt a lot, and. Yeah, you know, the USA Today said they'll remind him of Bob Sanders. Well, okay, good luck with that because that guy was hurt a lot too.
I don't dislike the player. I just didn't think that there was a safety in this draft that warranted going in the first round, unless you counted Ramsey as a safety. I thought that every other safety in the draft was second or later, and for Carl Joseph to go before the halfway mark of the first round, I'm not crazy about it.
Yeah, and you know, they've done a lot right, so maybe this works out too. But the Browns.
And if you're going to go with a guy who has a bum knee, take Miles Jack there.
Yeah, I think you could defend that one a little easier. The Browns finally make a pick after trading. I thought they were just going to trade out of the draft entirely at one point. But they take your favorite player, Corey Coleman from Baylor.
Good luck.
Yeah. Well, they're hoping they get
the Corey Coleman Bob Griffin connection.
Yep.
The Baylor boys. Can't wait.
The Lions with a really sharp pick, in my opinion, Taylor Decker. I think that's a guy I was hoping would last the Texans, although I'm guessing they wouldn't have taken him. They would have still taken the guy they took. But as much as Matthew Stafford has been getting hit over the past 2 years, 89 sacks over the past 2 years, and the worst rushing offense in the NFL. That you can fix with a really good tackle, and I think that's what Taylor Decker is. Your Falcons with a kind of strange pick as well. Keanu Neal, safety from Florida.
Yeah, another one I wasn't crazy about where they took him. I thought that was, again, he's not a bad player. He wasn't a first-round player to me. with Darren Lee on the board, who I kind of everybody had linked them to. It just seemed like a better fit for them, and they surprise everyone and go with the safety.
And really, I liked what the next three teams did, starting with the Colts taking Ryan Kelly at 18, another guy that I was hoping would last to the Texans. That's addressing a significant need for them. They've got to protect Andrew Luck better. And I think center is one of those positions where if you get a really good one, it makes a big difference on the interior of your line, more so than the guards do. And I think this guy's a really good one, so I thought it was a great pick for the Colts. I also like Shaq Lawson going to your Buffalo Bills.
Yeah, I like Shaq Lawson, too. I don't know if he – I mean, it's hard to replace a guy like Mario Williams when they leave, but, you know, they got the closest thing they could to him at this point in the draft, and he should be able to go in and fill that spot. I don't know if he's going to put up Mario Williams' production, but on that defensive line, everybody has a chance to be a star, and he's the next one.
And I think also he might be a better fit for what Rex Ryan does than what Mario Williams was.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I think – Rex misused Mario, but I think Shaq can do that. So good pick for them. And then I like the Jets getting Darren Lee from Ohio State. I think that helps build that defense, which was already pretty good. They could have taken a quarterback there, but they stuck to their guns. And then we get to your Texans trading up a pick to take Will Fuller.
All the way up.
Yeah.
What did you think when they traded up one spot? What was your thought? Like, what could they possibly be doing?
Well, it made no sense to me other than maybe the Redskins had another offer.
Because I honestly didn't think the Redskins were even going to take a receiver.
Yeah, I didn't either.
I mean, they've got some guys coming off the books. Garcon's going to be gone, and probably DeSean Jackson might be gone after this year. But I wouldn't have thought that that's where they'd be going right here.
I have no idea what they were thinking. It's only a 6-round pick, which I'm sure they'll trade another quarterback to get another one at some point. But it's something you rarely see, is somebody move up one spot and take something that I don't think the Redskins were obviously not going to take Fuller, or else they don't trade down, right?
No.
So, yeah, I guess unless they had just decided, well, we'll take either guy, we're leaning towards Fuller. If we can get that, we can do what you said that the Rams should do to the Eagles, basically.
Yeah.
If we can screw them out of a pick, so be it. And then the Redskins proceed to take Josh Doctson, who I like better than Will Fuller. Although I'm not crazy about either one of them.
I'm not crazy about either one either, but I like the next two receivers that went more than I like Fuller. And that's the thing. I mean, if that's what's so fascinating to me is you traded up to get the guy that, I mean, I would imagine most people have graded lower than the two guys that went after him.
Well,
I mean, so you're so fascinated with this guy, and that's why I think they're just fascinated by the speed.
Yeah,
they're in love with that speed,
and suddenly that's their thing now. Is they just want to get fast guys.
Good luck.
Worked for Al Davis. No, it didn't. And I think the Vikings, and I've said this every year now for probably 3 years in a row, the Vikings to me have great drafts year in, year out. The last few have been terrific, and I think they got the best receiver in the draft at 23, and that's with three of them going before them.
Yeah, I wouldn't argue with it.
Anyway, we'll go through the remainder of the round, which not too much left to get to, but we'll do that when we come back. And I got to say, up until this pick from the Raiders, I think the Vikings and the Raiders the last couple of years have drafted as well as anybody in football.
I think you're right.
And so I'm a little surprised at what the Raiders did, but I'm not at all surprised by what the Vikings did. I think that just fell in their lap. If you were to tell them, I guarantee if you were to tell them they were going to get that receiver, they would have called you a liar.
Guys, give your mom a gift as unique as she is for Mother's Day. We all know there's no one like your mom. Everybody's got a unique mom. Don't want to change a thing. My mom, as you all know, is a pothead, and she's a fun lady. She loves to gamble just like us. She's always up for a good time. One of the things she loves, Sherry's Berries. I always try to get her some for Mother's Day, and you can get them right now. Get Sherry's Berries, freshly dipped strawberries starting at $19.99 plus shipping, or today only. Double the berries for just $5 more. A couple days ago, they were doing it for $10 more. Now you're doubling berries for $5. Go to berries.com, click on the microphone. Go up to the microphone in the top right corner, type in our code Fred and AJ.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, these things are such a great gift. When you get them, she's going to love you. And I'll tell you what, if you really want to make her smile, get her these berries. And right now, the only way to get this amazing deal, freshly dipped strawberries starting at $19.99, or double the berries for just $5 more. This is an exclusive offer just for you guys, only when you use the code Fred and AJ. Visit berries.com, berries.com. Click on the microphone in the top right corner and type in Fred and AJ. That's berries.com. Click on the microphone. Enter the code Fred and AJ. This amazing deal is for today's only, and Mother's Day is next week. So make sure to order now the Cherry's Berries.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. A lot of people saying the Texans were afraid someone was going to jump up and snake them. Like, well,
out of what?
Exactly. I mean, there was another guy just like him right there. What are you worried about?
Well, his 40 time wasn't as fast. He was okay. He's a 4.4 guy, not a 4.3 guy.
Ah, well, that changes everything.
Yeah.
All right, the last few picks. And if you want to get in, 713-780-ESPN. Love to get your thoughts on what the Texans did. I'd like to hear somebody who likes the pick and why.
I asked that on Twitter today. I said, I made my thoughts pretty clear. What I thought, but I wanted to know how Texans fans felt, and a lot of them were very excited about it.
Okay.
I mean, listen, guys who run a 4.3 40, that's what gets fans excited.
Yeah, well, but
On draft day. Now, yeah. 2 years from now, people might be pissed off that they took that pick, but on draft day, it's hard not to get excited about it.
No, but it's not like he's just a track guy, though. I mean, he was a productive player at Notre Dame. He had some big plays, some good numbers. There's just a lot of whether or not that's going to translate is my questions. So, and I don't think it's going to. I just saw this. It's not just us. Apparently, the Texans got an F for their draft.
I saw that.
From USA Today's Stephen Ruiz.
It's not very nice, Stephen.
I don't know Stephen Ruiz.
I don't either.
I wouldn't give him an F.
It was the only F that they gave out in the draft.
Yeah.
Or that he gave out in the draft. That's it's not nice. He said, our first failing grade of the night, Fuller is the fastest receiver in the class, but he's not a great route runner or a natural pass catcher. Two things you want from a first-round receiver, clearly. Fuller will stretch the field, which will make it difficult to double DeAndre Hopkins, but any receiver with great speed can play that role, which is what you and I said.
Yeah, okay.
All you got to do is find somebody in the second or third round who runs fast, fourth round even.
Yeah. I wouldn't give him an F for it, though.
I wouldn't give him an F either.
And I would say D plus, C minus. Just because I do think if he winds up, worst case scenario, if he winds up becoming your kick returner and he's an explosive kick returner and you get him in space, you know what? That's not bad. It's not a first round pick,
yep.
But it's not an F. So anyway, I'd be curious to hear some people who like it. So
I wonder if he'll show his genitals on Instagram.
No, those are not my genitals. Or get poo,
not my genitals.
Get poo on his hands.
Yeah.
William Jackson to the Bengals at 24. I've made my thoughts on him well known here over the last month. I think he's going to be a very good player. And Bengals got themselves a good one. Steelers wanted him, and they wound up going with Artie Burns instead, which...
Yeah, not crazy about Artie Burns either.
We've talked a lot about what the Broncos did. I love the move up to get Paxton Lynch at 26, and I think that's going to work out great for them.
He's not, you know, they decided that Mark Sanchez is going to be the guy for this year, and
at least the start of the year. I mean, by late season, he may be ready. You never know. I mean,
maybe he'll develop faster than I think he will. But either way, they've got some time, and Mark Sanchez bought them time. And if he's not, let's say Mark Sanchez is same old Mark Sanchez. Hell, the Broncos didn't have great quarterback play last year, and they were pretty damn good. So maybe that's what they're banking on and hoping that this guy can develop into what Osweiler was supposed to be for them.
I think he can, and especially one thing about Kubiak's offense, the quarterback doesn't have to make a lot of decisions. And it's pretty straightforward. And Kubiak controls a lot of it. And I think that's good for a young quarterback. He's got the physical skills. A little bit of a goofball, but I don't mind that. Packers take Kenny Clark from UCLA. Their defense has not been good over the last couple of years. And I like Clark. I think he's fills a need there. So.
Yeah.
Then your 49ers trade up to get...
I would never question a Packers first-round draft pick anyway.
Generally, no. 49ers trade up back into the first round to take Joshua Garnett from Stanford. Of a reach for me.
For me, too. Josh Garnett was probably the best guard in the draft. But he's probably like the... I mean, he should have gone in the second round for sure. I don't understand why they felt the need to trade up to get him in this situation. That part didn't make sense to me. I understand that they thought that he filled a need, and I think he does fill a need. And for what he is, he's a really, really good run blocker. Passing, a lot of work needs to be done. But the guy's he's a road grader, if you will, as the old school guys. I'm sure Barry Warner probably said that this morning about him. Hmm. But he's a guy who fills a need. It didn't make sense for me for them to trade up to that spot.
I think he would have been there with the next time around for them.
I think so. I mean, they were picking, what, fifth or sixth?
Sixth, yeah.
Yeah, they probably would have been all right.
Cardinals get Robert Kimdiche, which we talked about a little bit in the first hour. I love the fact that they took him there. That's a guy who you're getting way more value talent-wise than where you're picking him, and that's what smart teams do. If he winds up busting, so what?
That's how they got Tyrann Mathieu.
Yeah, same way. So, and you know, they've got a guy there who's been through all that, too, who can guide him through it. So I love that pick. Panthers take Vernon Butler, who's a guy – I wouldn't mind seeing the Texans take, to be honest with you, instead of wide receiver. Yeah. But the Panthers just keep adding to that defensive line. I mean, they build from the front back, and I think he's going to be a nice player for them. I don't mind that pick at all.
I was surprised they went defense, and I was also kind of surprised that if they did go defense, they didn't go secondary to try to, you know, fill the gap that is inevitably going to be there next season.
But they've always built with big, strong.
Yeah.
Offensive or defensive lineman, and that's how they've kind of.
I don't think he's not a good player. I do. It just seems like they've got some holes to fill besides that. But I mean, not to say it's not. I guess it is a position of need. But they've got Star Lotulelei. They've got Short. But I guess now if one of them leaves after next season, yeah, free agency.
They've got, right, they're both going to need new contracts next year.
It seemed like for a team that's so close, I would think they'd be in win now mode and draft someone who would be an instant impact for him.
I think he will be an instant impact player for him. I think he's going to be on that. He's going to play right away.
You think he's going to sit one of those two guys?
They're going to use all sorts of different alignments there. He's going to be out there a lot. And I think he's going to be playing in some. They move those guys around, and that's the strength of their defense, is those guys tie people up, and that frees up Kuechly and those guys to make plays.
I mean, this dude weighs 320-something pounds. And I don't think there's another position for him. I think he's a defensive tackle.
Well, he can play it in, too. He's very quick for his size. I mean, I'm telling you, they'll find a way to use this kid.
A 4-3 end? Come on, Fred.
I'm telling you, man, they just I trust what the Panthers do with their defense, and okay. Everything I've read about how they're going to use him, he's going to be out there, and he's going to make an impact. So, and Seahawks take the A&M lineman, who I'm not a fan of, but I don't Jermaine really question. Afeedy.
Yeah, he's a I think he's going to be a guard. He struggled a lot at tackle this season, but the Seahawks are another one of those teams, sort of like Green Bay, that I don't really question what they do because they've made us look foolish plenty before.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of his. I've been on record of that, but like I said, the Seahawks, I trust what they do. So that's a guy they wanted. I'm sure they're going to find a way to make it work. All right, let's squeeze in a quick phone call because Ryan wants to tell us why Will Fuller is going to be a good pick. What's up, Ryan?
Hey, what's up, guys? Sports.
Sports.
So you guys know I'm a Notre Dame guy. Obviously, I've watched Will Fuller his whole career. I'm hesitantly optimistic. He's got a nose for the end zone. He plays the deep ball. Probably better than any receiver we've had, or Notre Dame has had over the last 10 years, including Michael Floyd, who's done pretty darn well in the league so far for the Cardinals. I will say another thing that's overlooked is his ability on bubble screens and really short stuff, intermediate routes. He doesn't run many of those. And I'm not as worried about his hands as much as I'm worried about he's a really lean receiver, and I'm worried about him getting bumped off of routes by more physical backs. But I think in the long run, he'll pan out as a number two and open up some things for DeAndre Hopkins. So, like I said, I'm hesitantly optimistic and happy to see a Notre Dame guy moving to the Texans, and we'll see how he does. Thanks, guys. Have a great show.
Yeah, I get the – we talked about this a little bit earlier about taking guys from schools where they may have not had a lot of success, and the Michael Floyd thing. Michael Floyd, 6'3", 225. I mean, that's a grown-ass man receiver.
Yeah.
Golden Tate is a more accurate comparison to me. And I don't know. I mean, if he's Golden Tate, are you happy?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, if his for Golden Tate's been the year for or been in the league now for 6 years, he's had one season over 900 yards. His best touchdown year was 7 touchdowns. His best reception year has been 99 receptions. I mean, he's a good player. I don't know that if the Seahawks could go back and redraft, if they would have taken him where they did. I don't know.
Well, how about this?
I mean, he was a second rounder.
Because here's the comparison that I heard several times last night was DeSean Jackson.
Okay.
I think that's a bit much.
Maybe. I keep hearing people try to compare him to Steve Smith, and it pisses me off.
Oh, come on. That's
not
even close.
Steve Smith off a route, bro.
That's not – no, it's not even close.
That's a man strength right there.
DeSean Jackson, I could see. Fast guy. And, you know, he's had some pretty good seasons. And if he turned out to be that, yeah, I'd be happy with it. But I think it's going to be a stretch for him to have that kind of career.
All right, guys, Kima Craft Beer Fest coming up, I guess, next Saturday, May 7th, coming right around the corner from 2 to 5 p.m. down on the Kima Boardwalk. The Kima Boardwalk and 24 breweries invite you to go out and spend a day sampling over 72 of the most delicious craft beers. They've got beer from all over the country, including Deschutes, Alaskan Brewery, Stone, Dogfish Head, Harpoon, Firestone Walker, Goose Island, Kona. I could go on and on. And then a lot of the local stuff as well. They've got Buffalo Bayou will be out there. St. Arnold will be out there. And, of course, Carbach will be out there as well. It's going to be a great beer list out there. Going to be a great time. Buy your advance tickets now. You're going to save money buying them now versus at the door. You'll also save if you're a Landry Select Club member or if you've got a military ID. Your admission includes beer samples, giveaways from beer vendors, and food samples. There will be live music out there all day. Make a whole day of it. Saturday, May 7th, 2 to 5 p.m. at the Kima Boardwalk. You can purchase tickets online, kimabeerfest.com, or at Kima if you're down there at the ticket booths they've got all around the boardwalk. You've got to present a valid ID at the time of purchase. You must be 21 years of age. That's the Kima Craft Beer Fest. Check them out online, kimabeerfest.com, for more details. And I won't sing a battle
cry. I will let the sleepers... ESPN 97.5. You're listening to ESPN 97.5. For more great sports talk, try Yahoo Sports Radio 1560 AM. Two great sports stations, two presets. Lock them in.
Lock them in. 713-780-ESPN is your number. We'll grab a couple calls. You'll also need that number because we're going to give away something now. How about a Ride Along 2 Blu-ray combo pack? The brothers-in-law are back. Kevin Hart and Ice Cube reunite in Ride Along 2 with hilarious deleted scenes, gag reel, and more. Ride Along 2 is twice as funny, twice as fun. Own it now on Blu-ray, DVD, and digital HD from Universal Pictures Home Entertainment, caller number 10. Let's grab a phone call. How about John? John, you're on the Blitz. What's up, man? Hello, John. Go, John. All right, let's try Scott.
Hey, guys, sports.
Sports to you.
Hey, I had two questions. Correct me if I'm wrong. You know, Kaepernick went in and took over Alex Smith's season 1 year, and then Kirk Cousins comes in and takes over RG3's season. What are the chances, you know, he ends up falling off the map this year and just blows?
Who is this?
Who are you talking about?
And also,
who are you asking if they're going to fall off?
Kirk Cousins this year.
Oh, okay.
And what are the chances Bill Belichick's second round pick turns out to be better than the Texans' first round? I think it's a mission.
I don't know. Bill Belichick is hit and miss with his picks. I mean, he's very good at finding grand slams. He's also drafted some turds in that second round too, just like most people do. Yeah, I don't know. We'll see who they pick.
As far as Kirk Cousins, though, I mean, I don't know what he'll be. I think it's interesting. He's got a tough year coming up, and if I'm the Redskins, I'm probably making an investment today in another quarterback just in case. Because if Kirk Cousins is so-so and still asks for big-time money, he's got him over a barrel. And I don't think Kirk Cousins can replicate what he did last season.
No, I don't think so either. And
if he does, they should pay him.
Yeah, if he does, he's going to get paid. If he doesn't, then guess what? You're back to square one.
Yeah.
I'm getting a lot of Ted Ginn. I hope he's better than Ted Ginn.
I hope he is.
If he's not, then although Ted Ginn went pretty high too. 832 says, I think they're hoping to get a T.Y. Hilton type player. If he's T.Y. Hilton, you'd love that. I just, you know, similar type player, except I think Hilton's pretty strong for a little dude.
Yeah.
So, 713-780-ESPN if you want to get in. So, I guess we were supposed to have a guest here, but we didn't.
Who were we supposed to have? Let me see.
Yeah. It was not confirmed.
Yeah, he was, he's in Philly in the Eagles locker room. So, he said... I emailed him, and he said he'll get back to me. He never did.
Okay.
Psh, child, please.
Well, you can just tell him we're no longer interested.
Yeah, no longer interested, Adam Kaplan.
ESPN NFL insider. Psh. Don't follow him at Kaplan NFL.
Don't.
John, did you get the thing I sent you for Gym of the Day?
Yes, I did.
Have you listened to it yet?
No, I have not.
You need to listen to it. It's hilarious. So that's just a little tease. Gym of the Day will be next segment because we started early today. It's a fun one. We'll just leave it at that. Involves a kid from Alabama.
All right.
713-780-ESPN if you want to get in. We talked about the Broncos and the Paxton Lynch thing. John Elway basically came out last night and said he was asked by Peter King if he had any regrets about the whole thing. He did say he was surprised the Kaepernick trade didn't happen. Because apparently he thought they had a deal, and it just went away.
I think they're going to be way happier than it didn't.
Yeah, I think so, too. And he said, do I have any regrets about this whole thing? No. We're thrilled to have ended up where we are with Paxton. If you'd said to me, here are your four options, and you named the four we just went through, this is the one we'd take, that being Kaepernick, Bradford,
yeah,
Paxton Lynch, or keeping Brock Osweiler at a bigger price. We think Paxton long-term is a perfect fit for our offense. He's comfortable with Sanchez opening the season as the starter while Lynch makes the transition. He said never say never when asked if that's how things will play out when the time comes for them to start the season. So if I'm them, I feel pretty good about that. If he had been gone and you're thinking, okay, Connor Cook, then maybe you're not as excited about that. But we'll see. I mean, I think Connor Cook's ready to play before any of these other guys. I don't know what his upside is, but if I had to have a rookie quarterback start, then I probably would want it to be Connor Cook.
Yeah.
Here's my two cents. I like the pick only because I like the potential, and I think DeAndre can help them the way Jonathan Joseph helped Kareem Jackson. But I think first-round guys should be number one guys, and you already have that with Hopkins. That's something we kind of said yesterday. This is going to be a number two guy. Could have found a comparable receiver in the next round. Would have liked to address the O-line first, but not totally disappointed. If he can learn from DeAndre and get better, he has the potential to be a great weapon. Yes. That's from RG2, by the way. Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. But I have to say, the offensive linemen that I wanted were gone.
I'm with you.
And that's...
Any other offensive lineman they would have taken there would have been a reach. But clearly they could have traded down. There were plenty of teams wanting to trade up into the back of that round. You know, word was the Cowboys were trying to trade back up.
Yes.
So there were plenty of things they could have done.
And I'm a little surprised they didn't call their buddies in Denver and do a deal there, because Denver clearly wanted to move up to take Paxton Lynch. So, and those two organizations are still so inbred. I mean, they just take each other's leftovers. It's pretty pathetic.
It's like Cardinals and Astros.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, we'll see. The
Cardinals-Astros thing only works one way, so that's different.
Yeah, yeah.
Or Phillies-Astros.
Phillies-Astros, I mean.
Not Cardinals-Astros. Phillies-Astros. The Phillies give back Ken Giles.
Yeah.
Womp, womp.
Almost none of those have worked out. Jonathan Singleton. How'd that work out?
Yeah.
But, no, we've talked a lot about the Fuller pick. I think I agree with what RG2 says here. I would not use a first-round pick on a number two receiver unless I was convinced he was going to be a number two receiver. And I'm not sold on this. And if it's Ted Ginn, then I think it's a mistake. If it's DeSean Jackson, I'll admit I'm wrong. And somebody asks, has anyone mentioned how Will Fuller might help on special teams?
I don't want first-round picks playing special
teams. Well, if that's what he does, that's great. I have no problem with it. But we're talking about a guy whose hands are questionable. Is that who you want returning punts? I'd like to see him do it and get in space and see what he can do, because he is kind of a game breaker.
Yeah, if he is that, that's cool. But the guy better be able to be a wide receiver, a very good wide receiver, if you're taking him 22, 21, pardon me.
Yeah, 21. Let's not forget they moved up a spot, which none of us have figured out why. Did anybody ask them at the press conference why on earth they did that, John? Just out of curiosity?
Yeah, I got to look for it. We'll come back with it next break. Or do you want to save it for the 5 o'clock?
No, come back with it.
Okay.
Come back with it. But because I'm curious. I'd just like to know the explanation for that. All right, guys. Got to tell you about my good friends at Houston Cars for Kids. If you have a vehicle that you're not using anymore, whether it's in, you know, out in front of your house, and maybe somebody left it there and gave it to you and you were going to fix it up and it just never happened, doesn't matter what kind of shape it's in, doesn't matter if it's running or not. And you know what? They're going to come and tow it free of charge. And your donation is tax deductible. They take care of everything. They fill out all the paperwork. It's fast. It's easy. A lot of blitzers have done it. They've all said the same thing. They couldn't believe how easy it was. And guess what? If you donate today, tell them you're a blitzer, you're going to get Astros tickets. That's it. You're going to get Astros tickets. You're going to donate your vehicle. And it's all going to go to Houston Can Academies, where every day they're changing lives. This is a place where at-risk kids get a second chance. And so many of them that would have had no future whatsoever without Houston Can Academies. Those kids go on, they graduate, they do great things, and that makes all of us better. So here's your chance to donate something you're not using anymore, help some kids who could really use your help, and you get to go to an Astros game, you get a tax donation. I mean, all for something you're not even using anymore. Give them a call, 713-225-4226. That's 713-225-4226. 225-4226, or go online to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Remember, right off the car, not the kid.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
We're delighted to have Will here with us. He's the guy that Coach and Rick had their eye on. He was our number one pick. There wasn't any doubt about it. And I think they did a great job. I want to congratulate Rick and Coach for working together, because we talked about a lot of different receivers. There's some fine receivers out there. And Coach made it clear to us as to how he would use Will. And, you know, we had a chance to talk about it and debate it and talk about the other fellows. And he made it clear as to how Will could help us and how he would function. And so, you know, that makes it clear then for Rick to to know what his challenge is, and all he has to do then is figure out how to get him. And he's done a great job of that. And as you know, he moved up at the very end because there was a threat.
Okay. There are two other receivers on the board. You had one more pick. I think you would have been okay. And I don't know that anybody else would have traded up to get. Somebody may have traded up to get Josh Doctson or Treadwell. Whatever. It's just a sixth round pick, but okay. Good job moving up, Rick. The official ESPN 97.5 app is now available for your iOS or Android device. Stream all your favorite shows live on the go or listen
to
them.
Our show.
Well, this is your favorite show.
Right.
So. Or listen to us at your convenience with our on-demand podcast. Just search ESPN 97.5 in your app store. Download today. Don't have an iPhone or Android? What's wrong with you? But you can still stream us on any smart device at the all-new ESPN975.com. All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right, let this be a lesson. Do not break in to a home in Talladega, Alabama, where an 11-year-old boy is home by himself. Because similar to the movie Home Alone, he kind of fights back.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, apparently a man came in and stole a clothing hamper and ran towards the front door.
Well, that makes sense. Those are highly sought-after items.
11-year-old Chris Gaither was home by himself. Well, in Alabama, yeah, maybe it is. He then grabbed his parents' 9mm handgun and... John, let's let him tell us the rest of the story.
An 11-year-old boy defended his home against a burglar by shooting the man with a handgun. Chris Gaither says he heard the intruder break in while he was home alone in Talladega, Alabama. The suspect stole a clothing hamper and ran out the front door. That's when Chris grabbed his parents' 9mm handgun and started shooting.
I shot through a hamper that he was carrying, and it was a full metal jacket bullet. I went straight through the bag of him and his leg.
Wow.
And he started crying like a little baby.
That kid is the best.
He started crying like a little baby.
You know what he sounds like? Will Ferrell is one of his kids in Talladega Nights.
Yeah. I'm going to come at you like a spider monkey.
I shot him with a full metal jacket. That guy was a little bitch. He didn't want no part of me. He started begging.
Started crying like a little baby.
You sold the wrong dude's laundry hamper.
Oh boy! So
that's solid. That's solid.
That is a good. That is a good gem of the day. I want to thank my friend Tyler for sending that to me. That is your Zadok Jewelers gem of the day.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gem of the day.
Man, what is going on with our weather? I just got a text from HISD, which I get all these things. All HISD or all Houston ISD field trips, athletic events, and campus-based activities are canceled for this weekend due to the potential of inclement weather.
Yeah, my kids' baseball practice tonight got canceled.
All right, usually when they scare
us. Trust me, they need practice.
No, don't say anything mean about them. Sorry. They're hard trying kids.
That's right.
And the coaches are trying hard. They're out there battling.
Effort.
Well, you know what? Whenever they tell us it's going to be bad like this, it's not bad.
Yeah.
They usually miss on this. It's the ones that just kind of come up and surprise us. That's where we get really nuked. So I'm going to say, weather guys are scaring us for no reason, although I will stop and get some alcohol on the way home just in case I'm stuck in the house all weekend. So, anyway. All right. So, we will have another hour to go. We got lots of good stuff. We'll have RJ on. We can talk about I want to get RJ's take on the NFL in Vegas because apparently he was on a show and kind of went nuts about it. So, he wants it, which
of course
I don't
does.
Blame him. But so, we'll ask him about that. But, hey, guys, if you're hiring, you need to know where to post your job to get the best candidates. If you just put it in one place, you're not going to get great candidates.
You're stuck with, like how we got stuck with John.
Exactly. Or some of these other people that work here. Yeah, you could walk around the building here and see what happens when you only post at one place. But if you want the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites, and now you can. With ZipRecruiter.com, you could post your job to 100-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click, and that is going to help you get the best candidates all over the country.
Yeah, ZipRecruiter.com, you can find candidates in any industry, in any city, all around the country. Just watch your candidates roll into ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. You don't have to juggle emails or calls to your office. It's all done with just one quick post. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter's been used by over 400,000 businesses. And right now, our listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/play. Let ZipRecruiter help your business take it to the next level. At ZipRecruiter.com/play, one more time to try it for free. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/play. In the chapel yard,
catching a bouquet. ESPN 97.5.